we were working our way through the sugi of shlichus, and we had come up so far with three models of shlichus: the model of the passive shliach, who is simply a mailbox; a model of an active shliach, who is acting as the individual, and the active shliach who is acting for the individual, but not as the individual. Simply has a transference of rights as opposed to transference of identity. Now we move over to the Gemara, which deals with shlichus in the world of kodshim. So im shalom nishchat rishon hu ochom mishalo v'heim ochlim imo. He serves as their shliach. Min nolan v'chitem v'yalaf mehanach malahanach sheken yeshnan chol eitzol kodshim as nafkem Rav Shua ben Korcha. Rav Shua ben Korcha menayin l'shulch shalom kamoso shenemar v'shachtu oso kol adas Yisrael ben harbayim v'chi kol hakohol kulan shochtin halo eno shochit ela echad ela mikan l'shulcho shel adam kamoso. Okay, so we have another makor of shlichus. We had the makor of the shilcha, melamed shabalo osa shliach, the shilcha, melamed shaisha osa shliach, and then we had atem gam atem, and now we have another makor of kol adas Yisrael ben ha'arbayim. So Gemara then asks, v'neisi hanach v'nigmarei minei, mishum de'ikol amifrach, malakotshim shekein rov ma'aseihen ayedei shliach. What over here is this issue by kodshim? So Rashi says, "Rov maaseihem kol avodas hakravasam ayedei kohanim shehem shluchim." So what? I mean, is this a question of quantity? I mean, might have gemina. I mean, self called self. If we have over here a makor of shlichus and we apply it in the world of kodshim, is that a reason not to apply it elsewhere? What does Rashi? What word does Rashi put in here, which the Chorah is the key to the puzzle? What is the uniqueness of the shlichus of kodshim?
Kohanim are built-in shluchim. That's their job.
He puts in the word kohanim, right? That here we're dealing with the shlichus via kohanim, and this brings us to the sugya in Nedarim, where the Gemara has a question exactly how the kohanim relate to the Yisraelim for whom they are bringing korbanos. Iboy lehu, hane kahane shluchei didon havu, o shluchei dishmaya. L'maynaf gamina, l'muder hana'a. I amris shluchei didon havu, hamahani lei v'osur. I amris shluchei dishmaya, shari, mai. Right, so we have this chakira in the world of kodshim. Whether the shluchim are the shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or they're our shluchim. Tell me, is the only nafgamina that you're aware of this question of muder hana'a? What other nafgamina would there be, whether kohane shluchei rachmana or shluchei didon? Even before that, when you want someone to serve as your shliach, what do you have to do?
Minu.
You need a minui shlichus. You have to walk over to him and ask him to be your shliach. So do we need a minui shlichus by kohanim? Does the kohen have to be a bardas? Shlichim have to be bardas. Does the kohen have to be a bardas? I mean, it's very, very strange that the Gemara appears to be that we have this one nafkamina. My nafkamina, mudar hana'a. Also, Bichlal, where the sugi is found is very strange. Where would you expect to find this sugi of Kohane Shluchei Didon or Shluchei Dirachmana? Either here, I mean, either in Sachim Zvachim Menachos, or here in Kedushin by the sugi of Shlichus, Ma Pitom, that we find in Masechet Nedarim. Namely, again, it appears that somehow this Nafkimina of Muder Hana'a sort of created the Chakira. Created the Chakira, but that it's not a Chakira elsewhere. And the most important problem is, which side of this Chakira appears to be simply unacceptable? which side of this chakira appears to be something that lo yitachin? How in the world can we say that kohanei shluchei didan ninhu? What is the bottom line of shlichus? What is the bottom line of shlichus? That if I want to make someone my shliach, has to be something that what?
You can do yourself.
That I can do myself. But if I can't do it myself, how in the world can I make someone a shliach to do it? That brings us to the sugya over here in Kedushin, Andaf Kav Gimel Amid Beis. That's Rav Huna's shita over here. Dama Rav Huna Brei Yeshua Hani Kane Shluchei Derachmana Ninu. The Isalka Daitach Shluchei Didan Ninu. Mika midi da anan lo metzin an avdin on ve'inu matzi avde, right? And therefore, QED, we see that kohen shluchei derachmanan. What is going on over here? In Maseches Nedarim we have an abaya. Here in Maseches Kedushin, it's clear that shluchei derachmanan ninhu. This, in other words, what do we do with all of these issues? Namely, why is the nafkamina dafka muder hanal? How we should have nafkaminas. Why is this brought dafka Maseches Nedarim? And how in the world do we have a side to say that kohen shluchei didan ninhu? All of this, yes? That if we have a situation where the kohen told the Yisrael, I do not want to give you any hana'ah. In other words, I am making a neder that I am not going to give you any hana'ah. You are not to use my objects. You are not to walk into my house. You are not to eat my food. Could such a Kohen bring a korban for such a Yisrael? If the Kohen has to be appointed by the Yisrael, then it's a hana. If the Kohen is simply doing God's work in your language, so this has nothing to do with this Yisrael, he's just doing God's work by nafkamina, whether it happens to be for this Yisrael or for someone else. So why is that turned into all the nafkamina? So Tosus relates to this so alatar, and daf kaf gemo medbeis, mashma hocha de pshitale, Maseches Nedarim Perak Ein Bein Hamudar Boy Yani Kane Shulchei Derachmana Shulchei Didan V'Rifshita V'Lo Amaylo Maisi Hasam Hach Milsa Derav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua L'Mifshitei. So the first answer is a technical answer. The second answer, however, is much more basic. Iname Yesh Lamar De Hasam Hachi Kami Boyle Hane Kohane Shulchei Derachmana Davka Ninhu V'Lo Shulchei Didan Klal. And then we have a nafkamina. In other words, what over here is Tosfos positing for us? What is the uniqueness of Kohane? They are certainly, according to the sugya in the Dharm, they are certainly what? Certainly Shulchei Derachmana. They are certainly working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, if aside from being Shulchei Derachmana, what question is there? What does that mean, Shulchei Didan, in that context? If they're basically Shulchei Derachmana, they were, the minui came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the standards of the Shliach. So what does it mean then to say Shulchei Didan? In other words, do they also connect? Do they also relate? To use a word from Maseches Yevamos, which I think probably would fit in over here, is there a zika? Is there a correlation, a connection between the Kohen and the Yisrael whose korban who he is bringing? With the only nafkamina being Muder Hana. And this is not a din b'chala Torah kula. This is not a shaila in Zavachim or Menachos or Psachim. This is a halacha within the world of Kachim, that basically the Kohen is Shlucha Derachmana. Is there also a connection to the Yisrael with the Nafgamina being Muder Hana'ah? That's the only Nafgamina that there would be. Namely, that we have over here a different form of Shlichus than the one we usually refer to. When going back to our Gemara, we asked, my Nafgamina that Rov Ma'aseihem Ayedei Shlichim? So Rashi says that Rov Ma'aseihem Kol Avodas Hakravasam Ayedei Kohanim Shehem Shluchim. What kind of shlichus is this Kohanim Shehem Shluchim? Kohanei Paskin, according to Tosos, are Shlichei Derachmana. Right? Why? How then does it relate to our sugya that here we have a shliach? If we assume that there's also a Shluchei Didan, what form of shlichus is this? Is this the shlichus of the mailbox? Is this the shlichus of the power of attorney? Is this the shlichus of the cloning? Or none of the above?
Seems like you're investing in your own self and your person.
In other words, I would say none of the above. In other words, that's exactly, you can't invest yourself in someone who can to do something you can't do. I mean, what good will it do to make the Kohen you if you can't be Makriv? If the Kohen's going to be Yisrael, he can't be Makriv. The Kohen is, that's what Tosis points out, the Kohen is Shluchei Derachmana. But in what way does the Kohen, is the Kohen a Shliach? In what way is the Kohen a Shliach? He's not a mailbox, he's not a clone, he doesn't have power of attorney, but what?
Representative.
He, not even that. His act relates to you. That's all. His act relates to you. His act is giving you hana'ah. His act is giving you hana'ah. That's the nafkamina in the Gemara of Kohen Shluchei Didan, Mudar hana'ah. His act is giving you hana'ah. Namely, he's doing his act in a manner that relates to you. And therefore, the Gemara says, V'nesi hanach v'nigmar minei, can we learn out shlichus in get, in kedushin, in truma? Can we learn all this out from shlichus of kachin? Nothing doing. Ikla mifrach malakachim shiken rov maasehen ayadei shliach. This is not a shlichus which is going to be a shliach lehalacha, a shliach kabbalah, a shliach afrashas truma. This is none of the above. This is a shliach which says that the act which is being done, all for the boss, also is being mahana, a particular Yisrael. It's not enough to bring about that this person can serve as a mekadesh for you, or this person can serve as a receiver of a get for you, or this person can serve as mafer shuma for you. It's simply a shlichus in which the act which he is doing relates to you in the fact that you get hanoah. Nothing more. That's what the Gemara is saying. We have over here, namely, a fourth model of shlichus. A fourth model of shlichus, where the act is not your act, but it's an act that relates to you. It's an act that has relevance to you. It's an act that that connects to you. In other words, in some form, in which the only nafkamina that we know of is in the world of Nedarim, in the world of Hanoah. That's the only way that it relates to you. But other than that, this Kohen has nothing. Is not your clone. He doesn't have power of attorney from you. He's not your mailbox. None of the above. So then, if that's what we're going to learn, what's the havmin of the Gemara? And so why did the Gemara bring this in? I mean, you know, this is a sugi nadarim. Why did the Gemara bring this in? Eloha detnan. You know, as we have this chabura she'avad pischa. This is not a world of shlichus. What did the Gemara think in the Havamina? Gemara didn't know that we have over here a sugya in the Darim, that Kohane are basically Shulchei Derachmana and only relate to Didan in terms of Mudar Hana'a? Where is Gemara asking from? Where is this mission Gemara is asking from? In what context is Gemara asking?
From
Korban
Pesach.
And from what aspect of Korban Pesach? The Zrika, the Halacha? What are we talking about over here? The Shechita. Yitachen, that there is a world of Shechitas Korban Pesach which is different than the world of Kachin B'chola Torah Kula. Kachin B'chola Torah Kula, all we have is this amorphous Shulchei Didan that we have over here with Zika in terms of Mudar Hana. But maybe the Shlichus of Korban Pesach is different. Why would the shlichus of Korban Pesach be different? Why would the shlichus of Korban Pesach be different? Who does the Torah say should be shochet the Korban Pesach? V'shochat also kol adas Yisrael. Namely, that it is opposed to all of the world of Kodshim, in which we're dealing with Kohanim, who are shluchei derachmana, and only a little bit shlichus didan. Maybe in Korban Pesach we have a different set of rules. And here I sent you to the language of the Rambam, where this, I think, is very, 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 very stands out. If you look in the beginning of Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanot, there the Rambam lists all the mitzvot that we have in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanot. And he points out that we have 23 mitzvos, and one of the mitzvos is La'asos ha'ola k'ma'as ha'ksuvim al ha'seder. Then he has another mitzvah, Seder Chatos. Then he has another mitzvah called Seder Osham. Then he has another mitzvah called Seder Shlomim. He has another mitzvah, La'asos kol ha'mincha k'seder ma'aseh ha'ksuvim ba'Torah. Right? Now we have a procedure of how to deal with an ola, with a chatos, with a shlamim, etc. We move over to Hilchos Korban Pesach, and we find that we have a mitzvah, lishchot et ha-pesach bizmano. What happened to shlita in terms of ola, and chatos, and osham, and shlamim, and mincha? What happened to shlita over there? In other words, what happened to Shlita? It's part of the Seder. It's part of the Seder. That's the concept of Rov Ma'aseihem Al Yedei Shliach. Kol Avodas HaKravos Amidei Kohanim Shehem Shluchim. But over here in Korban Pesach, we have a mitzvah, Lishchot Es Pesach. On whom is this mitzvah? So the Rama Paskins, Mitzvah Saseh Lishchot Es HaPesach B'Yudalid, Ve'echad Ho'ish V'echad Ho'isha Chayovim B'mitzvah Zo. Namely, on whom is the mitzvah Shlitas Korban Pesach? On the Yisrael. How is he mekayim it? V'yishlichus. But this shlichus could be a shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula. This is not the shlichus, in other words, the havamin of our Gemara. The havamin of our Gemara is, in the chinami, we can't learn out from the world of Osham and Chatos and Shlamim, etc., etc. Over there, Rov Masay Merdei Shliach, Kohen is Shluchei D'Rachman and Ninhu with only a knetch of Shluchei D'Don in terms of Zika. But maybe Korban Pesach is unique. Maybe Korban Pesach, over there, the Shlichus is a Shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula. There it's a mitzvah of Shchita on the individual Yisrael, Echad Ha'ish V'Echad Ha'isha, and the Kohen is doing this as a din of Shluchos Shalom Kamoso. And on that level, the Gemara asks, why then do we need a pasuk by Gitin and by Kedushin and by Truma? Let's learn it out from Korban Pesach. What does Gemara answer? What does Gemara answer?
Rov Maaseihem.
It was our mistake. We thought maybe that the Shechita of Kodshim would come out of the realm. No, Rov Maaseihem. The bottom line is that once we're giving over the Kohen is a Shluach Shlichei de Rachmana, with a Zika to us. And that's a different formula of Shlichus. Therefore, we can't learn out. We can't learn out everything from Shlichas Kodshim, that even, in other words, even that which we thought, Shlitas Pesach, would be unique, behold that it comes under Kol HaTorah Kula. I also thought, perhaps you could bring a Raya, I'll get into it in 1 minute, from a Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, it deals over there with the language of Brachos. When do you say Al and when do you say Le? So Rambam says that whenever you do a mitzvah which is for you alone, then you say Le. When you're doing a mitzvah for a lot of people or for someone else, then you say Al. So he mentions Mol Espino, which is his mitzvah, Mevarech Lomal Asaben. Shochat Pischo V'Chagigaso Mevarech Lishchot. Right? Rambam doesn't say Shochat Korbano. Because if you're dealing with the world of Osham and Chatos, etc., even though it's Shchitas Ksheira bizarre, but once it's handed over to the Kohen over there, that's part of the Seder Osham, the Seder Chatos v'chule. Masha'en came by Shchitas Pesach, there we have a unique mitzvah. So in the world of Shchitas Pesach, we might have thought this unique mitzvah, maybe over here the Kohen is serving as more of a classic Shliach. Kamash Malan. The only thing that was a little strange to me was that he mentioned Shachat Pischo v'chagiga so. He brought in the Chagiga as well. But over here, anyone who's been learning Daf Yomi knows that the Chagiga of Yudalid, the Chagiga that was brought with the Korban Pesach, has many of the aspects of the Korban Pesach. There's a daya that you have to eat a Daf Gatzli. There's a daya that it becomes Nosar ready at midnight, like the Korban Pesach. So, you know, the Rambam over there, I sent in Hilchos Pesachim, points out that if you're eating the Chagigo along with the Pesach, it has a dinim of the Pesach. And so over here, the Chagigo, so over here, this is the Chagigo that's brought along with the Pesach. But the Rambam doesn't say Hashochet Kodshim. He says Hashochet Pischo. That's a din, you have a unique din in terms of Shchitas Pesach. So over here, we would have a Havamina that this Shchitas Pesach could serve as the makar for shlichus b'chalat Torah kula. Kamash malan, no. The bottom line is that it's under the world of kachim, and kachim is different in the fact that ma rov ma'asehen ayyadei shliach, it's a different form of shlichus. Yes, I'm sorry, Rabbi Blech.
No, it was on before the
right.
If it were unique, then that would be somehow better for our interpretation of Shlichus by Kiddush and Gittin.
If it were to be unique, then we would have over here a classic Shlichus, as Yosef pointed out, where the Kohen would serve as the Yisrael, right? That he would be he would be cloning the Yisrael. He'd be doing this as the Yisrael. Kol Adas Yisrael Bein Arbayim. He'd be doing it as the Yisrael. And the question that Rav Huna would fall off, how can the Kohen do something Yisrael can't do? Lehefech, this is the mitzvah on the Yisrael. Echad ish, echad isha. And this mitzvah is being done by the Kohen. And so here we have a makar, which doesn't get involved in Yeshnan Ba'al Korcha, which doesn't get involved in the question of Yeshnan B'machshava. Here we have a world of shlichus that applies to Kachim. Kal v'chomer, it'll apply to the world of Chol. And, you know, that would be fine. Kamash Malan, we can't learn that way. Kamash Malan, the bottom line is that even though we have a separate mitzvah of Shchitas Kodshim, but at the moment that we're dealing in the world of Kodshim, of Shchitas Pesach, the moment we're in the world of Kodshim, we have this concept of Rov Ma'asehem, we revert to the Sugya in the Dorim, the Sugya in the Dorim, Aliba the Tosfos, that everyone agrees, Kohen Eshlichei, Derachmana Ninu. The question is whether they're also shlichei didan. Does it also relate to us? So we paskin. Yeah, it relates to us. That's the chiddush of Kol Adas Yisrael Bein Harabayim. It relates to us. We have a zika to the korban that was brought by the kohen, but this can't serve as a makor for Kol Torah Kula. Yes, Ev.
My thing from the Gemara is that it seems like Rabbi Shimon Baruch is saying that shlichus shlichus kamo. So even by kachim, and the Gemara is not rejecting that. It's just saying we can't learn out from that to call it Torah Kula, but it's definitely the same concept of Shlichus. And even more than that, the last Rashi on that, Hanifa Yoshua Mekorcha, the Nafkale Shlichus the Kachem, you should have to they're learning out Shlichus.
Yeah, I know.
Like standard Shlichus, just you can't learn out because there's some kind of problem in the process of learning out from there.
And would you want to say that the Maskana is that it is a classic Shlichus, but because it's part of the world of Kachem, in which we have a different form, not of Kamoso, but of Azika, therefore you can't learn out from it. Okay, I'm willing to take that, except you will see in a minute that I think that, it could be, I'm not sure. But clearly what the Gemara is saying that the Havamina is broken, in which we don't learn out the Chola Torah Kula, because we're dealing with the world of Shlichus of Kohanim, because we're dealing with this world in which the Shlichus is of a different nature. Here, in other words, I don't want you to think that this is something that I'm saying to you. I think that this is already found in the Rishonim, that the Shlichus of Pesach is a different world. Look over here in Tosfos, Nafkalemi Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Tosfos asks the question, if we're going to be looking for a world of Shlichus in Kodshim, Bechora, we have another Makar as well. V'yim tomer amaylo yolef the Shlichus mahani b'kodshim mishlitas paro shel Aharon, midiitzrich lomar shehaya bebailim, kidechsi v'shachat espar hachatos asher lo, michlal debishar kodshim lo beinan bailim, that we have that Aharon was shochet his par for himself and for the rest of Shevet HaKohuna. Right. So how was he shochet for the rest of Shevet HaKohuna? The Gemara says he was only able to shochet for the rest of Shevet HaKohuna if he would also relate to this korban by it belonging to him. If it belongs to him, then he can now serve as a shliach for the rest of Shevet HaKohuna. That's a unique din by the chatos of Aaron. Mashma b'shar kodshim, he could have been the shliach even without asher lo. That's the Gemara, that Tosfos is kasha. V'yeshlomar, says Tosfos, dehod mematina miparo shel Aharon, hainu chatos davka. We would have thought that maybe we'd limit the world of shlichus to the world of chatos. Dumya de paro shel Aharon. Why distinguish between a chatos on one hand and a shlomim and an ola and a pesach on the other hand? Mishum de bechatos ksiv oso afilu ba'al korcho. Hilchok, kevon di'i isa lekaman makriven oso ba'al korcho, dinhu shiyase shliach. Aval shar karbonos, d'lo makriven ba'al korcho, lo habiyadinon shiyachol la'aso shliach, ilo de nafke mi Rav Yeshua ben Korcho. Tell me, what's strange about this Tosfos? Either you saw it in the Maharsha, or you didn't see it in the Maharsha. You may have seen it in Rashi and Parshas HaShavua, or you may have thought of a svara. What Tosfos is saying is that we have a basic distinction between chatos and all other karbanos. Chatos can be brought ba'al korcho of the chote. All other karbanos have to be brought b'nedava. Hey, therefore, says Tosfos, we would have thought maybe there's only shlichus in chatos and not in other korbanos. The more ba'al korcho it is, the more there'd be shlichus. The more b'nedava it is, the less there'd be shlichus. Tosfos again has two assumptions. A, that chatos is ba'al korcho and other karbanos are midaito. And B, therefore, shlichus applies more to chatos than it does to other karbanos. What do you say about these two assumptions of Tosfos?
It's not true.
Not true. Not true. Right. In terms of the first assumption, what does Rashi say in the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra by a korban ola? It says, liritzo no. Right? Yovi oso. What does Rashi say? Malamed? Shekofen oso. Right? That the ola is brought by al korcho. Lehefech. Who ever heard of a chatas being brought by al korcho? A chatas is a kapara. We're not mechaper an individual ba'al korcho. That's the Maharsha says it's a Ferish Mishnah in Erchin. Erchin is a Masechta that people get to once every 7 years. But
I think they say there that they compare it to the Rambam with Gerushin when you force a guy. Because it really says Yetzer Hara says he doesn't want to do it, but really his Yetzer Tov wants to do it.
That
the Chatas.
The concept of kofen also, achiyoma rotsani, we find also by a get. That's, you're correct. But the concept that we're kofe at all, that's go by an ola. So the Maharsha says over here, lo nimsa kein b'shum buduchta, elo hefach yisaperak dala de erachin shaninu, chiyuve chatos hashemos ein b'mashkin en oso. You can't, you know, it's put the person over, allege and say, if you don't bring this korban, we're going to take away your property. Chiyuve olos u'shlamim m'mashkin en oso. We do that for an ola and a shlamim, not for a chatos. V'dora shlamim, d'chsiv yakriv oso. Melame tshekofen oso, at shiyom erotzani. Okay, A. B, what do you say about the svara of Tosfos? That which is more ba'al korcho, that's where there's shlichus. That which is more menedav, that's where there's no shlichus. No,
Eric? Svara should be the opposite.
Svara is just the opposite. That's where we began with the Tosfos and Ksuvos and Daf Ayin Beis. That the more authority you have, the more you're a balabas, the more you can make someone a shliach. The less authority you have, you can't make someone a shliach. As you point out, in Kedushin and Gerushin, where the Baal is the balabas, there he can make a shliach. In Chalitza, where the Torah imposes on him, there he can't make a shliach. That's the Gemara, Tanai B'nei God, U'B'nei Reuven. Only when you're a balabas can you make a shliach, not on something you're not a balabas. So therefore, the Maharsha switches around the entire girsa, right? That in a chatos, which is brought miritzono, there you can make a shliach. Mashain other karbanos that can be brought ba'al korcho, there you can't make a shliach. Okay, so the Maharsha explained Tosfos. But that Tosfos has nothing to do with us, other than if we weren't like the Maharsha, it simply reinforces that which we pointed out, that the more that you're balabas, the more you can make a shliach. But the same question is asked by the Tosfos HaRosh, and he gives two different answers. Two different answers than we find in our Tosfos. One answer he gives on a technical plane, but the other answer he gives will really, I think, reinforce something that we already have said. The Yimtomar Nelef to Shayach Shlichus Bekodshi Mid the Goli Rachmana Paro Shalaron the Binan Sheshita Babailim, Michal the Shar Karbanos Afir the Shliach afilu ayadei shliach, without ba'alut. So first answer is a technical one. Yeshlama de mehasam lo shaminon elahecha disle shutfus bahi kapara. Gompara shel Aaron, echav ha-kohenim miskaprim bo. Okay, so you can't see anything over there anymore, that if you have shutfus, then you could also be a shlich with a shutfit. But he doesn't tell us anything about when the kohen's not a shutaf. But od yeshlamar, d'lo shayach l'meilaf shlichus mehasam. You can't learn out shlichus from the world of paro shel Aaron. Ela b'kahai gavna, ikal l'meilaf de paro shel Aaron, hitzrich ha-kosav shchita b'baylim. Avol shor karbanos lo binan dais balim klal. Ela afilu shachto b'lo dais balim. O abalim mochim bo kosher. You know, it's that the world of kachim is not a world from which you can learn out shlichus. We don't have over here a power of attorney. This is not a shluche, classic shluche didan. It's a shluche dirachmana. The kohen is a pocket of a kadosh baruch hu to do a kadosh baruch hu's avoda. Avol b'pesach. D'chsiv bei v'shachtu oso kol adas Yisrael v'hitzrich l'kulam lishchot u'kishashachato echad chashiv kilu shachtu kulam mizeh yesh l'umot shchucho shel adam kemoso. In other words, the only part of the world of Kodesh in which the Gemara had a havamin of learning out was from Pesach. Pesach is unique. That's the havamin of the Gemara. The question is, what's the maskana? But the havamin of the Gemara is the Gemara knew you can't learn out from Ola, from Shlamim, from Chatos. Even if we're going to find by Aharon a world of Shlichus, that's a different world. That's by Echav HaKohanim. That has nothing to do with the Shlichus B'chala Torah Kula. Because Kodeshim is a din of Shulchei D'Rachmana. The world of Kodeshim, if we speak with Shlichus Didan, it's only on the level of the Zika and the Mudar Hanoah. However, Pesach we would have viewed as a din of B'chala Torah Kula. Kamash Malan. Either Kamash Malan that Kodeshim reverts to being part of the world of Kodeshim, the Pesachim reverts to being part of the world of Kodeshim, or like Zev, that we have over here that even though Kodeshim Bemet is a din of Shulchan Aruch Adam Kamoso, b'chol that you can't learn out from it because it relates to the world of Kodeshim. Okay, I'm not saying what you say is impossible.
No, it's harder to say my way though.
But it's harder because you know the why not learn out from it? I mean, why, you know, it's, you don't have guilt by association. And it's so kanere that we have over here. So the bottom line is that we have over here a fourth model of shlichus, in which the word kamoso is different. So we have the shlichus of the passive shlichus of the mailbox. We have the active shlichus of the clone doing something as someone. We have the active shlichus of the doing something for someone from truma, and then we have a form of shlichus in which you relate to the mishaleach on the level of giving him hana'ah. You give the mishaleach hana'ah. You're doing an act for a kadosh baruch hu, but there's also a shluchei didan which gives the mishaleach hana'ah. That's also shlucho shel adam kimoso. For the, in other words, that would be mafkia muder hana'ah. But it's clearly a fourth model. And it only applies to the world of Kodeshim. Only applies to the world of Kodeshim. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of the, so far we have four models then of Shlichus as opposed to one. And where we're going to move over is into the world of who can serve as a Shliach and which models does it apply to. And that we'll have to see in terms of the Oved Kochavim, Kusi, etc., which models it apply to. And then into the world of Shliach Dvar Aveira. I'm sorry, Dvar Aveira is farther away. And was whether we have a fifth model. So we have a fifth model by in the world of Nachala, in the world of Nasiyachad, whether that's also another model of Shlichus. Yes?
It appears that Shlichus for Shkita, for a Kohen, is different than Shkita Chulin, because I can set somebody up to be a shliach in Chulin, but I might not know the hilchos of shkita at all. So therefore, someone can set your havamin could be that I couldn't really set somebody up to be a shochet for me because I have no, I don't know the lachas, I don't know how to kill the animal. But therefore, since I'm in the parsha, since I could learn it, then I can send the shliach. Is that correct? As opposed to kachim, where I'm not in the parsha at all because I wasn't born a kohen.
Correct. And then the Gemara is not dealing talking. In other words, there's no need for shlichus by shkita skulin. I mean, you know, it's why should shlichus? You know, it's
is that called shliach in law?
There's no need. There's no need for a shlichus. He doesn't have to be a shliach. Shliach means if it could be only done by the mishaleach, and then the mishaleach then hands over some form of authority to the shliach. But over here, the meat that has to be eaten has to be nishchat.
So then my question is very good. First, so would there be a case though where in the regular case of shliach, where I set somebody to do it, shliach, that I actually don't have the ability to do that job myself?
No.
I'd have to mamash people to have the skills to do it myself.
That's where Avuna points out. Yeah. Not the skill. Well, let's put it this way: not necessarily the skills, but you would have to have. You would have to have.
An example.
What?
The halachic ability,
not necessarily the physical ability.
There's a guy who was in a wheelchair, and his wife, who wanted a divorce, was on the other side of the ocean. He couldn't get to her. Therefore, you could say, since he has the halachic ability to give again, he can give. It doesn't matter if he's physically incapable.
Correct.
He can still say.
Correct. Our bodies are just shells. Klipos. Okay. This Seder. Okay, so I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher v'Sameach. And if you want now to use the morning Seder to be involved in Hilchos Pesach and to learn Pesachim, I have no objection. B'li Neder, we'll have Shir the first Wednesday of the new Zman. We officially begin on Monday for those who are in Eretz Yisrael. Wednesday we'll have the first shiur, and then I'll give you the Mar Makamos B'li Neder tomorrow. In other words, but you can just hold on to them until after Pesach if you want to, as you want. In terms of moving through the bottom of Mem Aleph Med Aleph and then the sugi over here on the Mem Beis Med Aleph. Beseder. Okay, thank you very much for Mesiras Nefesh, fellows in the mirror now. You know, it's on the beach, and here you're learning. And I left.